Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And also on the homepage are links to everything you can think about with regard to small business, whether you're starting up or growing or trying to get rid of a small business. Whatever's on your mind, whatever you're excited about or frightened about, challenge or opportunity, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch. That's right. We got a pretty good little library of videos there as well. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jane Jordan-Meyer, where she's the author of The 4 Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. And that's what we're doing, largely talking about what not to do, Jane. And you know, as we went to the break, I was talking about how politicians, especially during an election year, seem to serve two masters. The job that we elect them to govern, we don't elect them to get reelected, Jane. They just kind of take that upon themselves, right? But sometimes politicians have to serve two masters: their constituents, the people they swore to serve, and their campaigns. And I wonder if small business owners wind up doing the same thing. We serve the truth, which includes we owe to our customers and our neighborhood, our market, but also maybe the other one we serve is maybe our ego. What do you think?
Oh, I think egos are something that can take control too quickly and
so shouldn't we ask that question? Shouldn't we say, okay, as I deal with this crisis, let me make sure that I know that I'm serving the right group. What do you think?
Absolutely, because it's always about someone else. It's not actually about us. I mean, the number one thing to do in a crisis, apart from taking responsibility and acting fast, is to put yourself in the shoes of the people affected. Mm-hmm. What are they thinking, feeling, doing? Mm-hmm. What do I need to be saying to reassure them?
And how will this come across to them?
Absolutely. It's all about managing impressions. In a crisis, it is perception equals reality. Mm-hmm. It's all about what are the impressions out there. And for small business, I mean, they might be afraid of social media, but in fact, the social media can give us instant feedback and instant research about how people are thinking and feeling about us in a crisis. Certainly, there are trolls out there and people who are just out to be noticed. But social media and Twitter in particular in a crisis can give us such valuable information. It's not to be afraid of.
So, all right, so let's talk about it. How do we incorporate, not only incorporate, but how do we, because sometimes we have to manage social media, right? Because, I mean, look at, there's been a case recently where a celebrity either intentionally or accidentally retweeted an offensive remark, and that retweeting caused a controversy, caused a crisis.
Absolutely.
So how do we, I mean, this is a two-edged sword, right? It can be a tool, or it can also be dangerous.
Indeed, but it's more a tool. It's more a tool. Jim, there are four basic things when it comes to social media monitoring. The first thing is track it. Track all negativity. Track all mm-hmm. the complaints. This can be done internally, give someone the job internally, or have someone outside the organization, like a community manager, doing that for you. So that's the first thing, track it. The second thing, respond quickly in public. Mm-hmm. And stay positive publicly. And four is deal with the details privately. So go offline.
Go over those again. I'd like to hear that again.
Okay. So number one, track. Track right. the complaints. Do it internally or have it managed externally by, say, a community manager. So track. Number one, track. Two, respond quickly in public. Mm-hmm. Three, stay positive publicly. And four, deal with details privately. In other words, go offline and deal with the details offline. You want to keep the, what you're doing online, direct people to your website for more information, for example. Invite the, if there's a big level of complaints, take that offline. Invite them, fine. Connect with them online, but then take that conversation offline as fast as you
so,
can.
So if you put something up on social media, we just had this or that to happen, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And then somebody responds back to you, they respond to your tweet or whatever, then you take whatever you say to them or whatever, the follow-through, do that offline so that that doesn't get out in the public, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know where that's going, right? There's no way to know which way it's going. It might not be your fault. What did you call them? What's the term?
Trolls.
Trolls. That's a nice word for those people.
Yeah, don't give them oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a type of public spam.
Let me stick something in before we go to the break. What if somebody does say something inflammatory? Should you just let it go, or should you go in?
And not if it's
should
related,
you engage or not engage?
Not engage. Do not.
I like
give
what you
oxygen.
Said. Don't give them oxygen. I like that.
Do not give them oxygen.
Yeah.
Stay clear.
Just let it land, and then see what happens. If other people build on that, if it starts getting out of hand, you may have to deal with it. But then you just watch it, right?
Absolutely. Look, if it's valid complaint, you will know very quickly whether it's a troll talking or whether it's a real stakeholder who's got a concern. Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. The book is called The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management. Jane Jordanmeyer and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us. And I found out a
little too late. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.